Good morning. It's November 6th, 2024, and I am wearing an ensemble that I have not worn since the first time Trump won, a vintage Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt. Maybe he'll get it done this time. And the sport coat that my father got married in. And as I continue my own quest for 270, 270 pounds that is, I've hit another milestone the very day that Donald Trump has won, which I think is rather symbolic. I am in the middle of another five-day fast. I just completed another three-day, and then prior to that, I completed a week. So we're going to beat this thing. Listen, last night happened. Not only did Trump win commandingly, he won the popular vote. Now, I have noticed that this morning, and I haven't had time yet to drill down into the numbers because let me have a sip of my covfefe. I haven't had a chance to drill down into the numbers yet, but it does appear that overnight, the Democrats managed to find enough votes to flip back at least two Senate seats, maybe three. He's still going to have a majority in the Senate. It's just a matter of how big that Senate majority is. And I think that's very useful because you have to be able to counter influences like Lindsey Graham and other rhinos that are inevitably still lying in wait in the Republican Party. And hopefully they can find enough to take the House too, because a clear mandate is what the United States needs. But the administration will be stocked and quickly stocked with the officials that Trump wants to appoint because his Senate should be friendly enough to just certify them all. How will this affect things moving forward? I think everybody should just enjoy it today. Try not to be too boastful. Try not to be too rubbing it in people's faces because they are losing their minds out there. But I don't think there's anything wrong with licking up a few leftist tears. They live on another planet. They really just, they do not know what they don't know. It's incredible. What we talked about in the last few days where I was on Clyde Do Something, and in the live stream I did, and in one of the videos I did, I talked about everybody inhabiting their silos. The left is in a silo that's particularly bereft of reality. They don't actually know what's going on in the world. They don't actually know what poses real threats to their lives and their well-being. And in a way, it's our job to try and teach them, even though they try to block us out of existence. But this victory is a sea change for the world. Not only does it give us a hope for peace and getting out of all the endless conflict, it also means that the politics in Canada, which I've already indicated in previous videos recently, the politics in Canada is bound to change. I talked about immigration specifically, but when it comes to the safe supply and needle exchange, gender-bending nonsense, all of this stuff is set to change, particularly immigration, even under the current Liberal NDP coalition. Don't expect your politicians to be as bold and decisive as what you see in the United States. It's not going to happen here. Because in order to win an election in Canada, you have to build a coalition that can take the seats. Our system is not the same as the U.S. system, unfortunately. I wish we had an elected Senate. I wish we had a type of electoral college. I wish we elected our governor generals. We'd probably have an election already if we could elect our governor generals, just like they elect presidents. We should be allowed to elect the person that can dissolve parliament. There's a lot of things we should be able to do, but we can't just yet. But this win will embolden right-wing politics in Canada. And I shouldn't even say right-wing. I should say common-sense politics. They always try to frame it as a far-right conspiracy or as though there is some horrible fascist order that's going to be ushered in. And it's just not that way. Their fears are outlandish, but they're stoked by the CBCs. They're stoked by the Toronto Stars. They're stoked by CNN and all of these mainstream elements within Canada and without of Canada. And it's something that we are going to have to overcome relatively quickly, probably in the next year. I don't know if the Trump victory means that we're going to get an election any sooner. I think the left now has a reason to cling to power. They can paint Pierre as the northern Trump and that they're doing their civic duty by maintaining the Trudeau government. I think that that's probably the line of BS that we're about to be fed, rather than rolling over to right-wingers who want to Americanize or MAGAize Canada or whatever they call it, Maple Magna, MAGA. I hope I'm wrong. But Jagmeet has shown zero courage, and I don't expect him to show courage because all he cares about is his pension, and all he cares about is preserving his coalition partner. And I don't think that changes. I think the situation actually got worse. However, for those of us who live in Alberta and Saskatchewan, we have actual conservative leaders in these provinces that will now be emboldened by our southern partners. The United States is a huge trading partner of our provinces, and we should build on that. And if Ottawa stands in the way, we should flick them off like a fly. The western provinces don't need Ottawa. We don't need to kowtow. We don't need to bow down. Autonomy is our path forward, and both Smith and Moe have shown they're willing to engage with the idea of autonomy. Now we can do it with increased boldness. Everything is set to change. And that's really the chief takeaway. This administration, if something bad doesn't happen, and that's another thing, it's a long way to inauguration day, 72 days. Has Kamala, I don't actually know because I haven't looked. I came straight to the camera this morning after I had my first coffee. I saw that these clothes fit again, and I'm like, that's awesome. The day he wins, I can fit back in this stuff. Anyway, I'm pretty personally happy about that. And that quest is going to continue for me, by the way. I'm fasting until Saturday, and I'm probably going to hammer it all month because I want to get this done, man. I want this done before spring. I want it finished. I'm going to be in fighting shape for the first time in, well, maybe my lifetime. I think it's going to be a really fun time. Seeing SpaceX unleashed, seeing Elon Musk in government, seeing Ron Paul working with Elon Musk to slash American government and thereby slash that American deficit. Actual people who have reputations for solutions. That's what we want. Instead of it being Trump gets in and he automatically is surrounded in a sea of unknowns and surrounded by enemies, he's going to have friends this time. He's going to have allies. RFK seeking to reform the FDA, this is magic stuff. You don't have to agree with everything he says. The shakeup is real. The real risk to Western civilization was posed by leftists who would not change trajectory. They were committed to destroying your children. Now we get to push back on that. They were committed to mass migrating people into the country to change the electorate. That not only backfired on them, but now it stops. There's a real chance here to get it back. And I think you're going to see the way that Polyev leads and the way that the Conservative Party of Canada leads, because like it or not, they are the populace in this country. I don't even understand that. There's so many things like this idea that populism has no place in Canada or populism has no place in politics. So popular policies that dictate how you spend your dollars and how you live your lives that are popular have no place in our politics. That's a really bad talking point. I mean, I think the left needs to have a moment of introspection here, but from what I saw last night before I went to bed, whew, there ain't much introspection going on. There's a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth, which I would encourage you to enjoy. I don't think you should rub salt in it, but I think you should enjoy it. There's going to be a new damn pesos compilation of the Young Turks meltdown. I only got to see certain bits of the Young Turk meltdown last night, but I tell you, I look forward to that every 2 years. I look forward to Cenk Uygur and Anna Kasparian losing their minds. I bounce back and forth between Fox and CNN, and truth be told, the Young Turks, I probably watch the most, and of course, Alex Jones, because everybody loves a shirtless Alex Jones. It's very entertaining. Anyway, it was a good night. What more can you say about it? The whole landscape shifts, and we'll have plenty of time to define how that landscape is going to shift. We'll be talking about that endlessly, I'm sure, for the coming months. But for now, enjoy the day. Have a good time. I'm having a good time. I'm probably going to keep my vintage Hillary for prison shirt on. And that's one last thing. Trump's got to finish it this time. He doesn't have to put everybody in jail, but he showed mercy last time. And it almost destroyed him. They did to him what he, for the good of the country, refused to do to them. And now he's got to be a little bit harsher. Because the other thing, let me see if I can just pull this up real quick, because everybody needs to understand something that will jump out at you just as soon as I can manage to find it. The Trump victory, this time round, highlighted. Well, I'm not going to be able to find it that quick. If you look at a chart that shows you the voter turnout in 2012, 2016, 2020, and 2024, 2020 stands out like a sore thumb. There's way too many votes. It defies credibility. There is a perfectly predictable trend line in U.S. elections, and 2020 has millions and millions and millions of votes that came from somewhere, and they didn't come from the electorate. One of the unknowns this entire time has been whether or not the Trump ground game actually managed to clean up elections in a lot of these states. And they did. They obviously did. It shows in the numbers. The Democrats did not have the opportunity to do what they did in 2020. They got to clean that up. They got to fix their voting system. And they need to prosecute anybody that committed fraud. No mercy this time. Prosecute them. They actually broke the law. This isn't political witch hunts. This is protecting the future. Election integrity for all parties, Democrat and Republican. If the Democrats are smart, they will reconstitute. They will have a good long look at themselves, and instead of just calling everybody dumb hillbilly hick racists, they'll actually think about where they lost this one. Because if they don't, they might find that they lose for many years to come in the post-Trump era when we get there. But right now, we're back in the Trump era. Enjoy that victory. And I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.